Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, June 23rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Man, oh man.
Whoa.
What a morning. We're going to get to that in a second. First, a couple quick updates. Finally, at long last, we have Final Judgment back in stock. It's been out of print for about 4 or 5 months now. We want to thank everyone for their patience. I just had a stack of books that I shipped out this morning.
We really appreciate you understanding. Yeah. It wasn't our fault there was a delay, but we're so glad we have them all in now.
Right. Michael Collins Piper, in the intro to this book, says that the last time this book went out of print, secondhand booksellers were selling it for $185 a piece.
Right.
Now, I don't even know what we're selling it for, but it's available now. We just want to thank everyone.
And it's not $185, that's for sure.
Exactly. Also, I made a mistake on yesterday's show when I was talking about our Wing TV 9/11 collection. I said that everyone who ordered would get a free copy of Eric Hufschmidt's book. I was wrong. I meant to say his DVD, Painful Deception,
right.
So I'm glad that Lisa pointed that out. Also, we'd like to thank a man named Dan Kersey for his book that he just sent us, Paper Money and Income Taxes, Partners in Crime. He also put in a little handwritten note there, and he says here, it's not very often that a news site is truly independent of outside influence, as is your site. So, Dan, thank you, and whenever we talk about independent media, keep in mind what that means.
Something we remain very vigilant about.
Right. Now, this morning, we appeared on Frank Whelan's radio show.
Right. It's Frankly Speaking Radio, and you can listen to it in the archives on rbnlive.com. If you didn't catch it live, if you missed it, wow.
This one was a barn burner.
Frank is also broadcasting on KFFK 1390 AM radio. And let me tell you something. That was some intense two-hour radio.
Yeah, this was as good as radio gets. Now, not only was the conversation intense, but there were threats being phoned into Frank's station.
Mm-hmm.
There were threats being phoned into RBN, which carries Frank's show.
Right.
We don't know the exact nature of these threats. They didn't go so far as to say death threats or anything, but threats were being called in. Also,
threats to shut the broadcast off. Micro-broadcasters were for making threats, too.
Exactly.
Alex Jones' camp.
Yeah, there was micro-broadcasters in Texas that were actually threatening to cut off the feed of this show. That's how intense it got.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Alex Jones' cronies, a guy named Mike Hansen.
I think called, it was a producer, huh?
Is it producer?
I think so.
And he called in to the station, talked to the guy that was running the board, and said that he was going to take down the show from the micro-broadcasting network. And then he got on the air and refused to answer questions about this. Folks, this was intense.
He refused to even admit that he said that.
Yeah, I mean, there were people yelling, screaming, arguing, threats being called into the station. This is what radio is supposed to be about. And we went right down into the heart of Texas, down into Arkansas, down into Austin, Texas. And we were thinking before the show there might have been a lot of outrage, a lot of negative comments in the calls into the show.
Right.
And really, except for this guy,
this
Mike Hansen guy, The feedback was all very positive.
And just so you know, even though a lot of the discussion focused on Alex Jones and GCN, a separate phone line, an 800 number, was set up just for Alex to be able to call into the show and discuss this with us, debate it, argue it, whatever he wanted to do. Alex never called.
Now, considering that Alex calls basically every single radio show there is on the internet so that he can plug his videos and plug his pay-per-view site, it was very, very odd that Alex didn't. They set up their own 800 number for Alex Jones alone that he could call in and refute any of the points that we were making. He was very strangely silent.
Yep. We congratulate Frank Whelan. We stand solidly alongside of him because, you see, the truth stands tall. And today is a perfect example of what happens when you speak truth to power. Power can't refute the truth.
That's
and
right.
It backs down and it concedes.
And we'd also like to thank John Stapmiller, who carries Frank's show on his RBN network. And Frank said there were a lot of people telling him not to have us on our show.
Right.
We're either too controversial, too provocative, or we don't fit into the little
framework,
the little company man mold that is so accustomed now to GCN. He said a lot of people said don't have them on. And
a former GCN host called in, Bill Brumbaugh, and weighed in on this situation. And you'll be very interested to hear what he has to say, too. He says GCN's like a revolving door when it comes to radio talk show hosts.
Right, and whoever gets on Alex's bad side is out the door. So do you really want a man having that much power? It's like Rush Limbaugh, or it's like the head of ABC or CBS, NBC wielding this power. Say either you play by the party line or you're out the door. Well, that's what's happening at GCN. And we have to reiterate again, Frank Whalen, the host of the show, frankly speaking, this is a man of courage. This is a man of conscience, and this is a man
who can act like a man.
Right. This is a man who seeks the truth, and that's how I ended the show. I said, to everybody listening to this show, Frank Whalen is a man. He stands up, and he's not afraid. And all of these voices of conscience, these supposed voices.
The lip service of conscience.
Yeah. They come out and write articles and either call themselves the voice of conscience of the 9/11 movement or whatever. They're very strangely silent about this whole issue, but Frank Whalen stood up to the plate.
That's right.
And he didn't
despite
listen.
Despite taking some heat for it. We urge you all. Email Frank Whalen. Call him on the phone. His website's franklyspeakingradio.com. Call him up. Email him. Show your support. Because he stood up to all of the people who told him, who advised him not to have us on his show. And he stood tall with the truth.
Yeah. Now, before we started filming the show today, we turned on Alex's show to see if he would have heard anything. And we know people were emailing him left and right.
Just to see if he had any response, since he didn't bother to call in, but one of his flunkies did.
Yeah. Now, you know what I noticed, Lisa, about his show is that it's becoming boring.
Becoming?
Yeah. I mean, it's boring. I turn it on, and one of the callers into the show today said the same thing. It's like, Alex talks about, like, five things, and that's it. It never goes beyond that. And his show, I mean, it's the cardinal sin of talk radio is he's boring. He's becoming, like, this caricature of himself, or this caricature, this parody of Rush Limbaugh. And, I mean, that's why we don't
launching right into reading articles to you.
Yeah, immediately started reading articles again. He'll sit there for the next 3 hours now and just read articles to you. And we don't even listen to him anymore. Every once in a while, we'll turn him on, and it's like, well, it's the same old crap again. 5 minutes later, we have to turn it on because it's excruciating. It's just the same stuff. There's no life in his show anymore.
I'm so excited that we were able to talk with Frank Whalen and get our views out. And this show, what's great about it, it's not just a live stream on the Internet. This show is broadcast throughout Texas and is heard around the world. So we're really appreciative to be able to speak to such a large audience and get the truth out.
Yeah. I mean, Radio Austin carries it. And imagine now, folks, that there were actually micro-broadcasters calling in and threatening
to cut the
feed off because this show was so intense.
Right.
We're going to put this up on the Wing TV homepage with a link not only to this show but also to Frank's website. And make sure you email him.
Yeah.
Lend him your support. Also, email John Statmiller down there
at
RBN
right.
and tell him not to cave in to these micro-broadcasters that they want to put their thumb on anything that's controversial.
Well, Whalen brought up a good point. Statmiller and RBN's slogan is, you can handle the truth.
Right.
Apparently, some people there in Austin couldn't handle the truth.
Now, think about that statement for a moment.
Uh-huh.
People were actually calling in threats to Frank's station and RBN because we were talking and trying to get the truth out.
In fact, Mike Hansen said, what are you insinuating here? We don't insinuate anything. We make direct statements that we can back up.
Yeah, our people email us and they say, oh, you're just lending confusion. Well, there's nothing confusing about what we're saying. It's pretty straightforward. We're saying we want Alex Jones, the rest of the GCN company men, and Anderson, the guy that runs GCN,
Ted Anderson,
to answer questions. And here's a way, folks, that you can tell if somebody respects you or not, if they answer your questions. Here's an analogy. Say you have your house there, and somebody keeps pouring their garbage over your fence into your yard. So you call them or you say, hey, why are you pouring your garbage in my yard? Well, if they refuse to answer your question, they don't have any respect for you. Now, Lisa, does the government answer our questions?
No.
That means our government has no respect for us. Does our mainstream media answer our questions?
No way.
That means they have no respect for us. Has Alex Jones or GCN answered any questions about this yet. And we know a lot of people are asking because they send us the email that said, we sent this to Alex Jones, we sent this to GCN. Are they answering the questions?
Well, plus we get the auto-generated responses from Jones's website or whatever whenever we send them stuff. No, they don't answer questions either, and Mike Hansen refused to answer a yes or no question about his own statement.
So if these people aren't answering your questions, that means they're exactly the same as the government and exactly the same as the mainstream media because they have no respect for you whatsoever.
We didn't know what exactly we were getting into there with because we were right in the heart of the, you know, the lion's den.
Yeah.
And people were calling in, and the phone lines were all lit up, Whalen said.
Yeah.
And, I was surprised, weren't you, that, like, every call was positive, except for, of course, Mike Hansen.
Yeah, except for Alex's producer. Yeah. Now, keep in mind also that Frank Whalen doesn't screen his calls.
Nope.
All they do is they say, what's your name and where are you calling from? That's it. So the calls that we got came in right in the order that they came in. So they're not saying, is this positive, negative, whatever. And everyone was thankful. There was, you know, some people were a little bit wishy-washy saying, no, Alex is doing good work and so forth. But by and large, people were saying they want to know the truth. They're tired of Alex out there grandstanding, being an egomaniac, calling himself the grandfather of 9/11, turning his show into one big, long, extended infomercial.
And fear-mongering
shtick.
And you know what? Heads up to all you other radio talk show hosts out there that aren't standing tall with the truth and refuse to talk about this because you're so afraid of what Alex Jones is going to think or GCN is going to think or the negative feedback from the public. You know, the truth stands tall, and it stands taller than a lie.
Right, and Frank Whalen is standing head and shoulders above most of these other talk show hosts now. Viz was another one.
Right, and people are starting to come out more and more now.
Yeah, well, Frank asked, he says, what's the reaction been from the public since you started this? And I said, well, in the beginning, we got a lot of hate mail, a lot of negativity. But as people started reading this stuff, thinking about it more and more, now the negative feedback is almost non-existent because everybody is saying, wait a second. Why isn't Alex answering these questions?
Right.
Why is he hiding behind his microphone? Alex said on the show a couple weeks ago that people are running from him, that they're afraid to debate him. Well, we said right on our show, we said, Alex, we want you to call in today. Call into this show. You have a special 800 number.
On Frank's show.
Yeah. There's a special 800 number. Call in. What are you afraid of? Why do you hide behind your microphone?
In fact, Frank Whalen even said, apparently Alex Jones and GCN are afraid of Wing TV. And if they're afraid of Wing TV, then how the hell are they going to fight the New World Order?
Think about that. That's a great point. And I think we brought it up, but Frank brought it up today, is if Alex Jones is afraid of us, what the hell is he going to do with the New World Order?
He's going to tell him to buy his video.
Buy my video. Now, that's we didn't even bring it up today about the death threats about Alex, but you know, this guy, he's turning into a joke. I mean, everyone's laughing.
When he says he gets death threats?
Yeah. The
ones
new
from
world,
your wife don't count.
Yeah, the New World Order wants to kill him. They've wanted to kill him for the last 10 years. His life is in so much jeopardy. Well, guess what? If the CIA or the government or the shadow government, whatever, if they want to kill somebody, guess what they do? They kill him.
Yeah.
They don't wait for 10 years. You know, look what they did to Danny Castellaro, to Bill Cooper, to Gary Webb, to Dorothy Kilgallen. To Ron Brown. If they want to kill somebody, they kill him. Alex Jones is feeding you guys so much crap, and the people that are eating this crap, it's beyond belief that they're that foolish or that gullible.
What we're saying is, don't look for heroes on the horizon or in the crowd. Be your own hero.
Right.
You don't need to be led. You have brains. You're able to think, and you should be capable of discernment.
Right.
And that's your most valuable tool. That and your sense of humor, of course.
Do you think anybody should have blind faith in Rush Limbaugh or in Bill O'Reilly or Phil Donahue or Jimmy Swaggart? Well, everyone out there watching right now would say, no, that would be absurd to have blind faith in them people. So why should you have blind faith in Alex Jones? Don't be afraid to ask him questions. Right. Ask him questions and demand answers.
Right. The higher the authority, the harsher the questions. No one's above questioning or scrutiny. God knows Victor and I have answered millions of questions by now. Everything but sending in a DNA sample to people who ask us stuff. And we have no problem answering your questions straight up.
That's right. And we want to thank everybody out there because we get a ton of feedback every day. and people are getting it. You people out there are getting it.
Yeah.
You know, because
you're not stupid.
Yeah. Once you get beyond the mainstream media illusion, where you say, man, they're doing nothing but bamboozling us, then you walk into this new alternative media, and you see that there's a whole other illusion there. Well, you have to strip away that illusion, and you have to start tuning into shows now, like Visigoth, Frank Whalen. Go to the Wing TV homepage. Right up on the top, there's a link that says Radio A-List. These are the people you should be listening to. Don't buy into this whole GCN company man stuff with Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones. They're bamboozling you.
And the other one.
And the other one.
You know, it's like Frank Whalen said, we have power as individuals. We should be a powerful group of individuals.
Yeah.
Not be the blind, guru-worshipping, you know, mindless groupthink community. We need to be powerful as individuals and be a powerful group of individuals working together to fight this enemy. It's all of our enemy. We don't have one road with one person. It's not Alex Jones' road. It's all of our road. We're all on this road together.
That's right. Now, on Monday, I just came across this article yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a site. What is it called? TV News Lies?
.org?
Yeah, something like that, where he says, cancel all your subscriptions to mainstream media.
We just did this with our local newspaper.
That's right.
It's out of here. It's going in the birdcage.
Yeah, so we're going to have this individual on our show on Monday, and what a fantastic idea is, if you don't want them to survive, don't give them your money.
Right.
And you know what?
Don't feed the beast.
Yeah. I mean, I like to have the local newspaper, but I couldn't in good conscience keep giving them my money. Now, on Friday, we're going to have a living legend on our show, one of the biggies from the New World Order. We're going to keep a little suspense out there for
next
you.
Next Friday.
Yeah, not tomorrow, the Friday after. And folks, this is one of the kings
and
of the whole New World Order.
We're very honored to have him, too.
Yeah.
So we look forward to talking with him, and we'll let you know about him next week.
Yeah, and also tomorrow now, we have a special article come out. We'll build some suspense for that one, too. But this one is a blockbuster. I mean, this one is earth-shattering. Plus, as we said, we're going to put up this article or this show today with Frank Whalen on the Wing TV homepage, so you can go there.
Right.
Or
and don't confuse exposing wrongdoing with an attack.
Yeah.
Make sure you discern the difference, make the distinction between the two.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep ripping the veil off these illusions of these people who, whether they call themselves a globalist or a patriot, matters not to us.
Yeah. It's like saying if a Republican's there, they say, well, just because this congressman's a Republican, everything they do is right. They're above reproach. Well, that's foolish, right? The same with the Democrat. Do you think any Democrat should get a free pass just because they call themselves a Democrat? Well, it's the same in the patriot movement. Do you think just because, you know, Joe Smith or Sandra Smith says, I'm a patriot, that means I have carte blanche to do anything? We can't fall into that trap, folks. If we want them, that means the government and the mainstream media, to clean their house,
right,
we have to be able to clean our own,
too. And the great thing about what we do is we can multitask. We can still remain focused on 9/11 and stuff like OKC and the USS Liberty, and which we are and have been doing. But we're keeping our eyes on everybody else around us, too, and what they're doing and what they're not doing and what they're talking about, what they're not saying.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep doing that.
Yeah, that's a great point that about multitasking, because people say, well, you're picking on Alex Jones. Why don't you get back to fighting the New World Order? Well, folks,
we never stopped fighting the New World Order.
We can do more than one thing at once. I mean, it's not that
so
hard
can you.
For us. Right. So, anyway, we were just pumped up after the show today. It was like there was so much adrenaline in this room afterward. It was just like,
if you do nothing else today, listen to that archive of rbnlive.com, Frankly Speaking Radio Show, or you go to the 2005 archive. It'll play in any media format you choose. You can get the raw MP3s. It's already up on the archive. This is intense radio.
Yeah. Give Frank's website out again, too.
FranklySpeakingRadio.com.
Yeah.
Hats off to you, Frank Whalen.
Yeah.
You're a real man. You're a real patriot.
And that's what we need more of in this world. So, folks, we'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you then.
See ya.